I guess you had to be there, in Watergate, Washington, that is, to retain an interest in its conspiratorial characters.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
So, I was fascinated to learn that E. Howard Hunt, field commander of the Watergate burglars, who wound up costing Richard Nixon the presidency, completed a memoir before his death on January 23rd. Titled American Spy, it's scheduled for release next month. First of all, Hunt wants the world to know that he had nothing to do with the Kennedy assassination, as some have speculated. Secondly, that he had originally advised against breaking into Democratic offices in the Watergate building as too risky. Third, that he did not, as reported, blackmail the White House for money to buy the imprisoned team's silence about higher-ups. Hunt tells most of the story pretty straight, without lingering resentments, except for one. Of President Ford's pardon of Nixon after his resignation, Hunt wrote, "Nixon, the man who was conspirator-in-chief, would somehow rise like a phoenix from the ashes of his ignominy and become an elder statesman whose funeral would draw every living American president, including President Clinton. No other Watergate figure would fare quite as well." Nixon, had he wanted to, could have pardoned the Watergate crew before resigning himself. In the end, Hunt indicated no regrets for his Watergate role. He wrote, "If our Watergate team had found that the Democrats were indeed being financed by the communist enemies, then our criminal actions might have been judged heroic. Like weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, our Watergate team was subject to faulty intelligence. We were wrong," he said, "and we took our punishment. Bush should have admitted his mistakes early on and taken the rap. My adventuresome life as a secret agent," Hunt called it. "Maybe one adventure too many." This is Daniel Shore.